Good Sunday afternoon, everybody, on this second day of February 2014, and today being Groundhog Day, some places apparently the groundhogs did see their shadow, and other places they didn't, so hard to really say what it'll be, but for me, I don't worry about that kind of thing, because it's just a myth anyway, it's just legend, so... Anyway, just somebody walked past there, so I had to keep it quiet there, just, I guess, walking their dog. But anyway, it's just around the freezing mark here in Niagara-on-the-Lake today. And walk along King Street and coming up to the next one, which will be Gage Street, at which point I'll be passing Parliament Oak School, where I went to kindergarten. As you can hear, it's kind of half ice, half snow, just kind of slippery. Just came through town and walked past this place called the Irish Harp Pub. And they have this little beer barrel out. Looks like a barrel outside, some kind of wine or beer or something. But I took a picture of it and posted it up on Instagram. So, if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you probably may or may not have noticed that. Anyway, I'm just coming past Parliament Oak School. And, which, I might say, could be closing. I don't know when. I've just been sort of hearing rumblings about them closing the school down as well. And that will leave Niagara-on-the-Lake itself with no schools in the area. The high school is gone for a few years ago. They closed. But Parliament Oak. That might come for another time. But in the meantime, I'm just out here walking. And, talking, yeah, the groundhog and just about freezing. Now, I don't know if you're able to hear that or not, but that was the clock tower uptown striking 3. And so maybe the boo will pick that up. Hopefully so. But if not, I'll have to sometime catch it so that I do get it when I'm uptown, so I get a good recording of that. But anyway, gotta watch it here because it's kind of slick here. You can probably hear the ice cracking. Bring the phone down a little lower to the ground here. Thank goodness I got good winter boots on. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn right up Center Street and go in. Yeah, there's some water here. But anyway, not really a whole lot. Went out for a walk. Need to try to do that more, especially in the nicer weather. My parents were watching some German video. Something to do, some winter festival. Some kind of something that they thought was really good. And my dad turned it on just a little bit before I came down for lunch. And was watching part of it, so it was interesting. They had some German musicians, acts and stuff there. They had some kind of circus thing there too, some kind of performing there. And of course they really like that kind of stuff. German, of course, my parents being from Germany, and so they like anything German related. So they thought I should stay and do that, but I said no, I want to go up and get ready and head out for a bit of a walk. So I was doing that. And so when I get back, there'll probably be coffee, and then after the coffee, and maybe some cake, and gotta watch it, because just maybe have a piece of cake, maybe a couple cookies, not overdo it, because I weighed myself on the scale, and I'm seeming to be staying around the 217, 218 pounds, and I want to go down, because, you know, I get back down below 200, where I was about a year or so ago, And not like I'm not eating a lot of junk food at my parents', but I think it's the volume of food I'm eating and limit and very little activity. Because here in Niagara-on-the-Lake, unlike St. Catharines, there's no bus that I can get on to go to the mall. And I mean, I could, but it would be I have to take most of the day. And I really don't want to do that. I mean, a few hours fine, but not the whole day. So I haven't been nearly as active at my parents' since I've been at my parents'. So, but I want at least a few times a week at least walk. I mean, I've got bowling for now for another couple months or so. And then after that, I'll just have to find other ways to keep occupied. And so that's what I've been doing there. And I don't think there's really too much else to talk about. I always think about all these ideas I want to talk about, but when I'm at my parents', I can do it. I can like be in my room and can talk low and talk about things, but I don't know. I don't always know what I want to do and or talk about, is more accurately put, because, you know, because I don't, you know, I like to talk loud and, well, not loud shouting, but, you know, at least like at the volume I'm at now. And with my parents never hardly going anywhere, it's not easy. So, I mean, I'm in my room, or but if I talk to Delma's okay, as I have been doing. But anyway, you know, talk about what I want to boo about things. Kind of don't feel right. You know, they're not there, but, you know, they're kind of somebody else is there. I mean, okay, when I'm putting this boo out, I mean, anybody can listen to it. But it's after the fact, it's done. So then, and I mean, I expect that, but I just, I've always been like that. I know when playing piano, I used to have a piano. I never liked to because, not because I didn't enjoy it. I mean, it wasn't really my most favorite activity, but it was something to do. But it was right there in the house, right out in the open, living room, dining room. And being vision impaired, you kind of have people like standing, whoa, it's good, or whatever, and I don't mind, but, I mean, I kind of like to do things, you know, some things I like to do without people standing over me, and something like that, which you can't really do if you're out in the open like that, so, but anyway, now I've come from Center Street onto Regent Street, I'm not on the sidewalk because it's kind of iffy. And I don't know what the ice is like, although somebody's on the sidewalk now. And must be walking their dog. But anyway, I've said about that. And so got over another cold snap last week and said it was really bad. I thought the first one was bad, but this one was, well, it was long, so dragged out. It wasn't so much that. And that's the thing about the winter this year. It's really dragged out. It's just this cold snap. Weather's really being dragged out. I mean, now it's about where it should be, the temperature today, but next week through the week, it's supposed to be about -5 in that range, -6, -7. Which is in like low 20s Fahrenheit. I mean, night's not supposed to be dangerously cold, fortunately, like in the middle teens. Well, actually, less than, it'll probably be like the lower teens. So, which is cold enough, but not as bad as it has been. And I hope that we're done with this cold weather. And whenever I do finally get down to Alabama, I won't have to put up with this. Although they had it pretty bad last week, too, with the snow and it was almost as cold as here, but of course today and the next few days they've got in the teens Celsius or about 60s Fahrenheit, maybe they're supposed to the 50s or which is like low teens Celsius here, so that's really something. So once I do get down there, or whenever that is, hopefully I won't have to put up with any more long winters or cold like that. But anyway, on that note, I'm going to wrap this thing up so it can get done before by the time I get home. and have me a little something snack maybe. I just had cream of wheat for lunch, and so. But anyway, folks, thanks all for listening. Y'all have a good day, and I'll boo at y'all later. So long, folks.